We're just here to defend freedom and defend a free and fair election. So we just want to be heard and just take a stand. That's all. Just in a very peaceful way and a very patriotic way, just show our patriotism and show that we are concerned that some things have not gone fairly in this election.
On January 6th, Trump supporters mobbed the Capitol building in D.C. On the same day, here on the western slope of Colorado, Trump supporters peacefully gathered on a series of overpasses between Newcastle and Parachute. They waved Trump banners and American flags, expressing their lack of faith in this year's presidential election, citing voter fraud as one of their main causes for concern. The following is an interview with one protester from Rifle, Colorado.
What exactly do you find was wrong with the election?
I believe that certain states didn't follow their constitutions and they changed their election laws by all of a sudden sending out mail-out ballots to people that weren't even requesting them. Colorado has their system down. That takes a long time to get those things refined, and we didn't have enough time to do that. Those states shouldn't have done that. They should have done that years before. So that makes me nervous, because we cannot monitor if the voting was fair or not because of the mail-in ballots.
According to reports from Forbes, USA Today, and NBC News, the president and his allies filed 62 lawsuits in state and federal courts seeking to overturn election results. While some trials and appeals are ongoing, at this point, 50 of those cases have either been dismissed, settled, withdrawn, or denied completely.
What do you make of what's going on in D.C. today?
I don't condone violence. I don't think that it's right. So that's terrible. But I know people are frustrated. There's tension all over. And hopefully they get to the bottom of it, and those people are held accountable for that. But as far as what's happening in D.C., the peaceful protesting and gathering, I think that's amazing, and that just shows that there's a lot of people that have an issue with what has happened in our elections. I think coronavirus is no excuse to thwart our Constitution like that. And I'm scared. I'm scared for my kids.
Scared of what exactly?
I'm scared of who's in control, that they're not going to be able to live as freely as I have. I'm scared in big government. I want to live my life, be free, live the way I want to, believe what I want to. I don't want people regulating my morality. People are feeling like they're just being ignored, and that's a problem. I know our courts don't want to hear it. They want our political system to handle it, but I don't know. I think our political system is a disaster right now, so, yeah.
And just to be clear, what you said earlier was you feel like Colorado has its system down. We've been doing this for years. Are you concerned about any of the votes in Colorado, or is your concern about voter fraud in other states?
I think there's voter fraud everywhere, and I think we need to reform. I think we need to clean up our act across the board. But Colorado has been doing mail-in ballots for ever since I've been voting, which obviously isn't that long, but I think they pretty much have the system down. I don't have a huge concern, but this year I dropped my ballot off at the ballot box. I did do that, but I get my ballots in the mail. And my son's ballot was rejected because they didn't recognize his signature. And I'm okay with that. I mean, you know, it didn't come back quite in enough time for us to get our act together to get it sent back in. But
what do you believe is your responsibility or our responsibility as voters and citizens in an election like this?
It's our responsibility to vote. It's our responsibility to be educated. And I really think it's our responsibility to look at different forms of information, read, watch the news, research. Don't get polarized on one way of getting your information. We're all guilty of that. And I've learned a lot that I need to expand how I get my information. And if you're gonna be an educated, responsible voter, you've gotta do that. You've gotta do that. And I think on both sides, we're arguing and we're in two different worlds almost. Because nobody wants to hear the other person's, nobody wants to have a conversation anymore about it. I mean, I don't know. I'm scared to death to be doing this, but I'm doing it because I just feel a pull in my heart and my gut. We had a guy literally almost run my friend over on the bridge. We've had some guys up here come really close, giving us a finger, telling us to F off. That's scary. I don't want to do that. I want to go home and live my little life and not be bothered, you know, but I know that it's my responsibility to fight for freedom. Freedom does come at a price, and we take it for granted.
Where do you get your news from now that you've decided to kind of expand your palette of news?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's hard. And I am struggling trying to find non-biased news. I do watch One American News. I try to watch CNN. I honestly have a problem with our local newspaper. I really struggle with that, but I try to objectively read that just everywhere. Everybody has an objective and a narrative, and I get it, but I think that's one of the biggest problems with our country right now is if you've got power and money and influence and reach, you're going to dictate what is communicated. You're going to dictate the narrative, and that's very scary.
What do you think the federal government could do today that would make you feel that they are more trustworthy at this point?
Man, I honestly don't know at this point. It's not a one-size-fits-all thing, and just humility. And just listen to the people. Stop playing games with the American people.
For KDNK News, I'm Hallie Zander.